Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program on this Tuesday. And as you mentioned, our guest in studio, Sean Butler, who is running for a sheriff in the Republican primary. Sean, welcome back. Nice job getting the word out, a little bit of background about yourself. And for our listeners out there who might not be familiar, one of the things you wanted to touch on in this segment, though, is you mentioned what you do now and working in the sheriff's office. I think that's vital in the step if you should take the next step and win election and be our next sheriff. So exactly what is it that you do now in the sheriff's office?
Thank you, Jizzy. As I told you earlier, what my plan is going to be, since being appointed chief deputy in 2023, I've already worked very hard to bring positive change. We've done a lot as a team. We've modernized courthouse security and technology. We've updated our x-ray machine to a dual-view machine, which has greatly enhanced the security at that post. We've updated outdated software. We've implemented a new RMS, a record management system, by Telesoft. It's a co-op between both us and the Prothonotary. That would be where all civil order process is originated, in the Prothonotary's office. It's sent down to us via these terminals. That's greatly enhanced the efficiency and service of the office. We took sheriff sales online. We made a partnership with Bid for Assets. It's made the process more transparent and accessible, and it hasn't cost the taxpayers a dime. It's increased our poundage. We've collected more poundage in the last month since its implementation than we had over the last three decades. It's amazing how much the technology has helped us. The campaign itself I'm not even sure how to explain it. The things I've done, I don't want to say I've done. Mm-hmm. We've done it as a team. I have an amazing staff. They're great. They know the job. The majority of them have been there at least 10-plus years, as long as I've been there. They know the function of the job. They know how to do the job well, and they're great. I can't say enough about my staff. They make me look good.
Yeah, and see, and that's what I like, you know, teamwork and like. And I'm sure that staff would come along with you, or they'd, you know, have a part in your administration if you would win.
I believe so. Yeah. Yes, I currently my sergeant now, my security sergeant Tim Reinl, is who I've chosen to be my chief deputy if elected. Tim comes with a great background, retired state police trooper, a veteran, Army veteran, like myself. Great guy, and I think as a team we can definitely continue moving the sheriff's office in a forward direction.
Exactly. Now, Sean, we got you here on the program, and it was basically to get the word out and what it is that you're all about. But you got a website? Do you have a Facebook page? Or in other words, how can people like, hey, I like the, you know, this guy, what he's talking about, they can reach, you know, find you?
Absolutely. I have a web page, www.butlerforsheriff.com. And I also have a Facebook page, Sean Butler for Schuylkill County Sheriff. I've gotten a lot of positive response on them, and they've been doing great for us.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, when you set that up, people will weigh in. And I was going to say, getting out and about and talking with the people, what are some of their concerns or some things that you might be hearing from them?
A lot of them are very excited about the community engagement programs. I believe that our presence has to be seen across all the townships and boroughs within the county. We have to have a presence. People have to know us. Again, they shouldn't only first meet us under a circumstance where we're there to do business. I think we have to be bigger than that. So the programs that I would, if elected, I'd like to implement, I think would fill that void in our communities.
And I'm glad you said that, because there were times, and we would admit it here on the program way back when, we didn't actually know who that person was. We knew there was this office, but like you said, you could have walked in this room and we have known who it was. And I think that's key, is like you said, people get to know the face. They get to know you. And I think mm-hmm. that is critical and very important.
Yeah. Unfortunately, and I've gotten a lot of feedback on our websites and stuff, and some good, and there's also some negative, looking to forward some sort of an agenda. Unfortunately, in the sheriff's office, there's no agenda to promote. I mean, our role as sheriff is defined constitutionally by law. That's what we do. What we can change or expand on or do better is the community engagement stuff. That, as an individual, the office holder can do those things. Everything else is defined statutorily by law.
Right. Now, we said about the Facebook page, your website, and all, where people can get to know. Any functions you have coming up? Like, you were talking about getting out in the community. Well, you always get to do these maybe meet and greets or different things like
absolutely
that.
Absolutely, I do. We've had a few meet and greets. I actually have an event this Thursday at the Tamaqua Station Restaurant.
Great place.
The train station, yep. Absolutely. Good food. My wife and I have been there before. The staff over there, I've been dealing with Melanie to set this event up. She's been wonderful. I mean, we're very excited for it. But that's Thursday night. Cocktails are at 5:30. We'll have a jazz band there for entertainment. My son actually belongs to a jazz band up at school. They're going to come down and play for us. So I'm actually excited for it.
Wow. Good stuff. Again, our guest is Sean Butler in studio running for the office of sheriff on the Republican side in the primary. Sean, one of the things we talked about, it hasn't gotten a whole lot right now because of the different things that are going on in our area. But I know the prison situation, the overcrowding and the pre-release center, if you should win and become sheriff, that might be something that you have to, come up again, I guess is what I'm saying. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that problem has definitely strained our budget in the sheriff's office. We do all the transports. We currently outsource prisoners. We don't have a facility large enough. I believe there is absolutely a need. I don't know what the best answer is fiscally for the county. A pre-release center would have to still be a secure environment. But the amount of prisoners that we're outsourcing and the amount of money that it's costing us, I believe we need to find a remedy quickly.
Mm-hmm. And as I said, that was something that was in, if you remember, the giant supermarket, I think, building was one of them that was mentioned, at the time. And this is, going back now some. Mm-hmm. But at some point it may come up again. So that was always something. And again, that's the problem, cost effective, because, it'd be not my neighborhood again, as you said, because it's got to be secure. Mm-hmm. So that could be a subject that comes up again. But we'll have to see down the road. Like I said, with reassessment and a lot of this other stuff that took place, we don't hear a whole lot about it. But again, it is something that is there and may come up again. So
yeah, the problem still exists. Yeah. We're dealing with more crime now. I mean, those numbers are all elevated. And prison-wise, the numbers aren't going down.
Right.
We're seeing more. And that outsourcing is really crippling us budgetarily.
So, again, Sean Butler is our guest in studio, running for sheriff on the Republican primary. Sean, you've done a great job getting the word out about yourself and, what your thoughts are for the position, what you would do if you should be elected. So, while we have you here, is there anything else that you might want to add? Because, again, the time is yours, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there's no learning curve with me. I don't have to be trained up on matters. I'm familiar with the sheriff's office. I've been there for the last decade. I don't believe that there's a better choice currently in this race for the role of Schuylkill County Sheriff.
I mean, you've been law enforcement. As you said, you've been in the Sheriff's Department right now. So in other words, it's like that we always say, you can hit the ground running, my friend. This would mm-hmm. be a very easy transition for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that background combined, my law enforcement background combined with the decade in the Sheriff's Office already, seeing the trials and tribulations of what works, what doesn't work, what needs improvement. I can start day one by improving those things.
And that's a great point, Sean, because that's second to none. Nobody else, can say that. You're actually there. Our term is, we always like to say, you're in the barrel. So as you said, you see what does work, you see what, maybe doesn't work and it can be improved on. Mm-hmm. And again, all part of, you should get the nomination, hit the ground running.
Absolutely,
and I think we need that because there was so much going on out there just with the drugs, opioids. I know is another big one and the like, and you see these drug busts and the like, and I just shake my head at things. And mm-hmm. you've seen it because working in the sheriff's office and the like. So
yeah, well, on both sides of it. I mean, in yes. Butler Township, and in the sheriff's office. Now, in the sheriff's office, we don't get to arrest or per se take part in the investigation, long-term investigations, okay. But we assist local law enforcement in that warrant roundup. We do a majority of the transportations for it. So, I mean,
because and I'm glad you said that, because the other thing too is people have the wrong idea, and we often use this with candidates before. I know the current sheriff, when we had him on, we asked him, what is the first primary job of the sheriff in our area?
The first primary role of the sheriff is the security of our court and our facilities. Secondly, would be the transportation of incarcerated individuals for the common pleas.
Awesome. So, Sean, as we said, great job. We'd love to have you back here on the program. We'll see how things go in the primary and the like, but I think you've done a great job getting the word out that you are definitely qualified for this position. So before we let you go, anything you might want to add in closing to our listeners?
Jay-Z, I appreciate the opportunity you gave me here today to address our residents and our Schuylkill County population. May 20th, I would appreciate your vote for Sean Butler for Schuylkill County Sheriff.
And again, Sean, before I let you go, let's give the folks out there your Facebook and that website again so they're aware.
Absolutely. My Facebook is Sean Butler for Schuylkill County Sheriff, And my website is www.butlerforsheriff.com.
Quality individual in studio, Sean Butler, running for sheriff. Want to wish you the best of luck, my friend, and hopefully we have you back and we talk some more down the road.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back and sit with you. Thank you, Jim.
Sean, best of luck. Sean Butler, our guest in studio, will take another quick break. Back with more after these messages right here on WPPA.